Good morning, Dr. Murthy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We're speaking to the U.S. Surgeon General, the nation's doctor, Dr. Vivek Murthy, who, as you know, has spent much of his time addressing mental health and well-being in America. And this year, as a continuation of his work, he is bringing this issue to the forefront once again and releasing a new advisory about the devastating health effects of loneliness and lack of social connection. Dr. Murthy, I have to ask you about this because, obviously, we saw a lot of this develop in the COVID years as well. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would certainly agree that COVID has worsened isolation and loneliness for many people, especially in the early days of the pandemic when we were separated from one another at a really stressful time. But I think it's also important to recognize that much of this loneliness crisis that we are now experiencing was building long before COVID. In fact, it's been building for decades, the product of a modern lifestyle where we move around a lot more, where we change jobs often, where we're using technology that has incredibly convenient and gives us efficiencies, but also has changed how we interact with each other and has substituted online interactions for what used to be in-person higher quality interaction.
So it's almost like, I talk about everybody wants the bells and whistles of the new technology, but because things are online and social media and we have these connections on technology, kind of the downside of the technology, we have less human interaction, I guess, because of technology.
That's right. And I think one of the mistakes perhaps that we have made along the way is assuming that online and offline connections are equivalent. We've also in some ways assumed that quantity of connection is what matters, which is often, what we're led to believe, through our experience of social media, but it's really quality of connection that matters. And that's why you can meet people who are surrounded by lots of people, young people on college campuses or people who are in busy workplaces or folks who live in large cities, but yet they feel profoundly alone because the quality of their connections isn't where it needs to be. They don't have people necessarily they can be themselves with or be open to or get support from. So the quality really matters. And as we negotiate this new world that we're living in that's rapidly changing, we have to now intentionally build the infrastructure in our day-to-day lives and in our communities that allow us to protect, preserve, and grow our in-person relationships.
We've heard so much about the mental illness problem in this country and what needs to be done, but you talk about being socially disconnected. How does it really affect people, and what do they do? Are we seeing a rise in teenage suicides? Are we seeing a rise in other types of disability, type of connections with people?
I'm glad you asked, because we are certainly seeing a broader mental health crisis in our country, particularly when it comes to our kids. Keep in mind, our children have been experiencing significant rates of anxiety, depression, and suicide, and they've been growing. In fact, in the decade prior to the pandemic, there was a 57% increase in the suicide rate among young people. But one of the many drivers of that mental health crisis is, in fact, a growing sense of loneliness and a growing isolation that many people are feeling. And I'll tell you, Bill, I hear this a lot from young people when I travel around the country. And I do roundtables all the time in different cities and towns. A lot of young people say that they are feeling quite lonely. And despite using social media all the time or being in a school with other kids, they don't necessarily feel like they're building the kind of relationships where they can truly be open with one another, where they're people who've got their back. And there are a lot of adults who feel the same way as well. And so we've got to address this crisis of loneliness and rebuild social connection, rebuild the social fabric of our communities if we want to ultimately address the broader mental health crisis.
We're speaking to Dr. Vivek Murthy, serving in his second term as the nation's doctor, the Surgeon General. He has had a very significant role in the nation's COVID-19 response, serving as one of President Biden's advisors on the White House COVID-19 task force. So you've brought this out to us, loneliness and isolation. We went through a pandemic. Is this on the level of an epidemic right now? And how do we solve this? What kind of solutions can our listeners kind of put forward to try to eliminate this problem, if that's possible?
Well, it is possible. And that's one of the reasons I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on loneliness and isolation, was to not only let people know about the scale of this problem, about how it has a profound impact on our mental health as well as on our physical health, but I also wanted people to know that there's something we can do about this. And I lay out the first national framework for a national strategy, essentially, to address loneliness and isolation. And in addition to having steps for government to take and for workplaces and others, there are steps for individuals. And it's worth highlighting a couple of these, because it turns out that there are remarkably simple steps we can take that can make a big difference. For example, spending 15 minutes a day with people we care about, whether that's reaching out to them on the phone or seeing them in person, making sure that when we are together with others, that we are giving them our full attention and putting our devices aside, looking for ways to help other people in our life, recognizing that service, it turns out, is one of the great antidotes to loneliness, and picking up the phone when a friend or a family member calls, even if it's just for 10 seconds to say, hey, I can't talk now, but I'll call you back later. These are simple steps that can have a profound impact on how connected we feel to the people around us.
All right. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy joining us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire, issuing a new advisory about the devastating health effects of loneliness and the lack of social connection. Very good, valuable information. Thank you, Dr. Murthy. Good to talk to you, and thank you for your insight. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Good to talk to you as well.